Hey, welcome to the Foster Fathers Podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Kyle.
And this is a podcast all about foster care, adoption, and fatherhood.
We hope that you feel welcome. We hope that you feel that you belong. And we're glad that you're here to share this time with us.
Let's go.
Welcome to this week's episode of Foster Fathers Podcast.
Yo, yo. How are
I
you?
Am Kyle.
And I'm Chris.
Do we have to do that each time, or is it's in our intro?
It's in our intro, but whatever.
You know, we did meet a lady who listens to our podcast. She's involved in the state, remember?
Yeah.
And she said she just listens.
Yeah.
She hadn't viewed it, and she's trying to point out which one. She's like, okay, so which one? Talk for me. And it's pretty funny. Anyways, that was funny. So,
should we describe ourselves physically to the listening audience? I could stand to lose a few. I have a beard.
I could stand to gain a few. Yeah. I have a beard.
Yeah.
Perfect. Some people may think I'm Irish, but it turns out I just have a red beard.
Yeah. I'm Asian.
Some people, never mind.
This week in foster care?
Yeah, this week in foster care. This week foster care is...
Oh, yeah.
It's your turn, dude. I had last time.
We are on a Facebook group locally. All of you are, too, I'm pretty sure. All the foster parents in our local community. And someone had posted an adoption picture with the same judge that we use. He's kind of the only judge that handles these kinds of cases in our state. And so... she posted a picture and said, hey, I just want to thank some of you in this group for getting us to this point. It was a grandma that adopted their granddaughter. And it was a little girl we had for a respite case. Over a weekend. And it was like wait, that's us. Like, and I just commented, hey, that's so cool. Like, she's like, hey, we had her over a weekend, and she probably has, you know, a next of kin place, you know, a grandparent ultimately faced with, do I let my grandchild go into the system, or do I uproot or change the trajectory of my, you know, final act, if you will? Like, that sounded grim. The later part of their life.
You're in your golden years, and you're turning it back to working era.
She's like, I needed so much help, and so we said we could take her for a weekend. She's got kids our age, and so... we had her for a weekend, and it was just a small little blip in the radar. She could go hang out with her girlfriends and do something she had always wanted to do. And we were like, yeah, we'll totally take her for the weekend. And she didn't know us. And then we didn't really keep much contact after that because, you know, she was in a good space. And then now to see her, like, you know, who knows what's happened from that weekend at our house to the court date, but it's pretty, pretty cool to have a little, like, that was awesome.
Full circle.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, and then just shout out to the next of kin, the grandparents who adopt. I mean, we our little guy, my biological son plays baseball, loves it. And his, the first coach that we had, come to find out just through his story, he was a grandparent who had his daughter fell into some sideways stuff, some drugs, and all of a sudden his grandson needed a place to live.
Wow.
And so he's like, here I am. I'm a parent again of a 7-year-old boy, and I'm coaching baseball because he's like, I sold my RV and moved back home and my whole life changed. He was the classic, like, once I retire, I'm getting an RV and traveling, him and his wife. And he was like, nope, I got to take care of my kid.
You know, it is, there's a few people that I know we've talked about a couple people that I admire more than others, but when we were doing our pride our training course, there was a couple of families in there that were in the process of adopting or fostering to adopt their grandkids or niece, nephew. Yeah. And you and I, don't get me wrong, it's still hard, and in some ways harder, you know. I think when our older two went to their biological grandpa initially, there was an ease. They love their grandpa.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, their papa is what they call them, and they love them. And it was kind of fun even at first. And they still asked to go back and visit him. But, you know, you and I went into this very willingly.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing this is what we want. This is what we believe in. This is what we're here for. And for some of these family members, next of kin, yeah, it was, they probably saw it coming somewhat, but they didn't openly choose initially. You know, this situation was pushed upon them.
Oh, yeah.
Pushed, brought to the forefront. So, yeah, those people are impressive. So that's really cool to see that it closed up.
Yeah, and I think just to kind of go back to that coach's story, we got to have some beers at the end of the season and just coaches got together and had some fun. And I remember talking to him like, dude, I'm a foster parent too. Like, that's really cool what you're doing. And he goes, it's a unique situation because you're seeing your child struggle and lose their child, but you're there to pick up the pieces for the grandchild. So he's like, what's birthed out of like the joy, the surprise sprung upon you is often birthed out of the pain that your child is having.
Yeah.
So we should maybe get him on the show. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
And just kind of, he's quite the character. He's a cool, he's a great dude. So maybe he'll come on and
that'd be sweet.
It'd be fun. So
some real world.
That's a wild thing. Like as much as we love our kids are young. And so when our kids are 18, maybe 20, 24, whatever, making poor choices and losing their kid, like the pain of that then met with the surprise of now, hey, you have young kids again. That's your champion, if that's you.
That's impressive.
And we wish to be like you because you're awesome. Yeah. Okay, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about the moment that made it all worth it.
That's a good one. And those are the moments you have to cling to. Sometimes, dude.
Yeah, dude. The rest of them can be pretty devastating. You have to look for the good ones.
Well, and the pain of the hardness of this, like how hard it can be.
I mean, could you pin it to a moment?
Yeah. You know, it's fun to conceptualize when we're talking about episode ideas, but you need to focus on the wins to get through the L's, the losses sometimes, the hard parts. But yeah, I mean, I think we've had a few moments along the way. My wife, I always kind of share on her behalf. I always ask her what she says, and she said a couple. She had one recently. Our little girl's like 3.5 now. We've had her since she was like 8 months or whatever. And so
she is so cute.
She's really cute. And then the mornings when you're getting ready for work and stuff, she's like rummaging through my wife's makeup and lotion and puts on high heels, and she's a girly girl, and that's fun. That's cool. And she looks up to mom, and she goes, "Mom, I just want to be just like you." And then Tracy's like, "That's a moment. That's not mine, obviously, but I mean, that's pretty cool for
that's
a life."
That's incredible.
Yeah. And so, like, you know, not to paint too much in between the lines there, but to what she could have been looking up to. When in that situation with the struggles that her mom had, it's hard.
Yeah.
So, but for me, do you have a moment? I probably don't have exactly one, but
man, I had two, and I'll just gloss over them real quick. Cause now that you said that, I think, I was trying to think of something more foster care oriented, but adoption, especially when you're going through the journey of foster care, then working into adoption, it feels like that adoption is farther out at times. Mm-hmm. This is just my perspective, but when you're going in for adoption, it's more direct route we're working for toward adoption. Mm-hmm. Foster care. So I was trying to think of some things applicable to foster care, but you know, initially, our older two came to live with us 2 weeks before school started. And full time, 2 weeks before school started, we get into school. I'm going to pick them up first day after school. And this is one of those moments where it's just an abrupt transition, you know? And you don't get to ease into this. All of a sudden, I have a first and second grader. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, you have kids. Hey, you have two kids. Now you have four kids, and two of them are first grader and a second grader.
And there's parent teacher conferences.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm picking them up day one. Mm. Brand new experience for myself. Yeah. And our she was six at the time, first grader. And I didn't pick her up the way that she wanted me to pick her up. And there was some sort of exchange that she was expecting that I didn't, yeah. I didn't provide exactly A plus B equals C. You know, I was more on F or G. Mm. And she just starts freaking out on me in the middle of the parking lot and yelling at me about how I didn't do it right and all this stuff. And you think, holy smokes, and everybody's kind of side-eyeing you, like, you know, what's going on over here, Does this guy even know how to parent? And I'm thinking,
No. I don't.
Totally clueless. Yeah. You know, I was telling a guy today, oh, yeah, I'm figuring this thing as I go, and he looks at me, don't you have four kids? You know, I was talking about our youngest kid, you know, and he's like, don't you have three older kids? I mean, he doesn't realize. I mean, I've barely had a four-year-old before.
Even in a way, you are a four-year-old. Yeah.
Oh, thanks, dude. anyway, and then fast forward. Our seven-year-old and also our eight-year-old, I mean, they both really struggled at school. Behavioral issues, freaking out in the counselor's office, in the therapist's office, in, you know, doing all these things for the first 2 months of school. They have each received, they have different categories throughout the year that they give out these awards to kids who exemplify the different traits that are valued at their school. It's PRIDE, pride. Mm-hmm. And both of our kids have received an award. I do my best, and I can't remember what the other one is off the top of my head, but to go from that initially to where they're at now, you know, and to link it up, that school counselor, she says, we were checking in, our 5-year-old is starting kindergarten next year, and we're going through, you know, the setup, and you're in the gymnasium, and she says, hey, before you leave, I just want to let you know, your kids are doing incredible.
Oh, that's cool, man.
And it's a tribute to what you guys are doing with them, and who you are. Oh. And then the same thing happened this morning. We took our youngest to the doctor. He had an ear infection and it was really cloudy. And so we went back in to check up on it. And he says, hey, every other time these kids have come in, it's only been two at a time. And even that was unmanageable. And here they are, all four, sitting well-behaved in the entryway. That's a testament that you guys are doing something worthwhile.
That's cool, man.
You know, you guys are doing a good job. And I think those are, you know, that last one feels a little bit about me, but overall I'm making a difference and seeing an impact of just consistency over a short time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that actually bleeds into kind of what mine would be.
Take it away, dude, because I've talked enough.
No, you're good. What I mean is, like, I look at our daughter now and who knows what could have happened, right? You can only have your wildest imagination based on the facts that were the trajectory and what was happening. But I look at now, our daughter is like, in a lot of ways, like the gravitational pull of our family. She's like got two brothers on each side and she's so funny and she's so crazy and independent and like a girly girl and all that stuff. But she's had... What I'm saying with you is that we've given these kids the chance to just be normal. And I think that's what happens with me. Like I think maybe in my brain, what could have happened? Where could she have been? She be struggling her way through life, you know, because of the situations and decisions and you know, more light has kind of come up with what happened between us and there's a family in between us and, you know, don't want to get into some of that, but there was maybe something that was going on there that was not leading down a good path. And so there's just a lot of those moments. And then I look back and I sit back, like we live in a cul-de-sac and our kids run and play with the neighbor girl and they just have fun. And we go to do things. Like she went to baseball practice with us today while she was playing at the park and she's just being her.
Yeah.
And I think those are the moments in that, not that it's about us, but like you've given her that and the ability to just be her to be normal, to be a four kids sitting, you know, four kids freaking out in a doctor's office is normal.
Right. Totally.
Yeah. But
that's a small space. Yeah.
But at the same time, they get the chance to be the normal kids that just, you know, have that. And, you know, you don't ever know what a kid's going through, especially when they get up into the 7 or 8 year olds. And, you know, we have friends that are teachers that are like, man, these kids, some kids, they wake up. I remember hearing a story of a kid who wakes himself up and gets himself to school by the age 7 because their parents don't do anything. I'm like, dude, that's the kind of responsibility that that 7 year old has more than most people. And that's not normal and that's not okay. And we should do something about that. Well, that could have been any of our kids in the future.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about your situation and your oldest could be the parent.
Well, he was.
Yeah.
I mean, he was.
And that's not fair.
No.
And that's the...
We're unworking some of that. You know, he's still used to being in charge.
Yeah.
And we have to say, hey, dude, that's not your responsibility anymore.
And what a joy it is to say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean...
You can be a kid. Yeah. Like, you can be a kid now.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And so I think that's, for me, that's my moment. Like, we got to walk her through adoption, and I think I've told the story that she had the worst day of her life. I don't know if she had something going on, but she...
Oh, man.
She was such a little pistol and pissed off that day. It was so funny. And it's like, you know, we're doing a good thing here.
Don't you realize what's happening?
She's no. Like, no, this sucks. I want to go home and watch Cuckoo Melon or whatever we watch. And it was like,
Bluey.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that's part of what it is for me is it's those moments in which, you know, we're starting to think about putting her in preschool and stuff. And again, all these things would happen probably, maybe, with the trajectory she was on. But the moments that make it worth it for me are the moments in which I remember it's cool. We get to give her this shot at life.
Yeah.
Like the foundation she's launching from is much stabler than it was.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes it worth it for me.
Let me ask you one more. Mm-hmm. The younger dude is going on 7 months now.
Yeah.
You've had him since day two.
Yeah.
Day two.
Day two, I think. It was just a night in the hospital.
Okay.
Then a 4-hour drive in a van.
Yeah.
With us.
What makes it any of those moments with him? I mean, it's not the same. He's not verbal. You haven't had that, you know, attachment. You haven't had the unattachment of a kid who's just been transferred in between homes. You know, he doesn't know anything else. Can you see anything with him that you could say the same thing? Hey, oh wow, I've experienced this. This made it worth it.
That's a hard one, man.
It could be the same answer.
No, but. I mean, yeah, I think right now we're kind of in that contesting phase of like, no matter what, it is worth it because a child needed help and we stepped in. That's always just feel like that's just going to be worth it. Period. I mean, the ability to at least connect to some family makes that worth it. And he's related to our adopted 3-year-old who has no context of the differences and stuff. That is just little brother. And that's the same with our other boy. He's like, that's little brother, our older boy. That's just little brother.
Mm.
So I don't know that they fully have that same context, but yeah, I mean, what makes it worth it for that is the joy he adds to our family, the chaos. Yeah, so he's just so fun. Like, you didn't get to experience this stuff, but the baby phase is hard and fun. Like, he gets to roll around. He's like a little roly-poly right now, dude. And it's... The thing about foster care, the baby is... whatever reason, and it's not right or wrong, I suppose, is like what everybody wants because it's for some reason it carries this perception that it's the easy track, and it probably isn't going to be. But what makes it worth it for that is just the same thing, man, the potential future here and the joy he brings and the fact that a kid needed help and we were there. That makes it worth it.
Yeah, I mean, and I mean, a mom needed help.
Yeah.
And you were there. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it. Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, and I, you know what my goal is 4 months from now, I want to lose my kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but it happens, you know, those things, you know.
And we got calls or an email. Mom wrote us saying, I just was in tears that when they told me that you got them, you got him. You were the first call and you said yes. And she's like, that's amazing. That, like, the ease and joy. You know, you villainize these biological parents. And to a rightful degree, question mark, are you allowed to say it that way? You go, well, your actions have consequences, yeah. My friend.
Yeah, there's a responsibility, accountability. See,
there you go.
Dang.
Knew it. Maybe that battery's dead.
Hold on. Pause. Pause recording. Pause recording. That's weird. It made it through the whole first one. Oh, we should turn it off in between sets. Drove us right in the ground. Hey, let's wrap this one up. Do like a 25-minute one. Then we can do another 25-minute. 11:05. You think? You got more to talk about? You got more to talk about. I can always wiggle more out, dude. It's like a turd.
I mean, if I still post that real life one and we do that one first next week, we got plenty. Right now, I think we'd be 3 episodes ahead. I'm happy to.
Cushion that shit. Let's see how this turns out then. Cushion that fucking shit. Married to that crazy bitch. Call me Kevin Federline. You know who that is? Oh yeah, but you know. Lil Wayne. Come on, dog. So good. Lil Wayne, so good. Glad you were watching that, dude, because I'm not watching anything but your eyes. Oh, this time it was precious to me. Oh, the while I was dreaming in revelry. Did you get into beatboxing?
Not really.
Me either. Yeah, I know I couldn't either, but I thought I was cool to be like.
I just mumble and stuff. My mouth doesn't
do digga, 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 digga. All right, where were we at?
Yeah, I mean, so I think the idea of providing a home for a kid that needed it makes it worth it.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts for you? I mean, I think that maybe what I said makes sense with you too, the firm foundation you're helping set for these kids to launch from.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, there's a lot of moments filled with joy. I mean, like you mentioned earlier, there's a lot of heartbreak, a lot of hard moments.
808s and heartbreaks.
A lot of those ups and downs. I think one other one was our 8-year-old had come home, and on the top of the paper was his first name and our last name.
He wrote it?
Unprompted from school. He wanted to put his future last name on our paper. And
dude, you know, that's huge.
Yeah, that's... You know, there's so many complicated feelings around it. We talk about this probably every episode, yeah, but you know, you think about, the sadness of him losing his former name, but he's excited. He finds value here. He finds that he's valued here. It's not just his experiences. He's in a family unit,
yeah,
that he enjoys. All four of our kids being able to be together, biological siblings being able to be together. I mean, that's the fact that my wife and I are still married, you know, makes it totally worth it.
Yeah.
You know, and probably in some ways even growing stronger is fantastic. There's definitely some moments that stand out, but as a whole, it's really a valuable thing. You know, I think about for foster care, a girl that we sent back, and you know, we don't get to see her like we used to, but you know, I bump into her mom on occasion, yeah, you know, she still asks about us, you know,
yeah.
And those types of things, you know, she used to say, that's my Kyle.
No,
you know, too. When other people would say, Hey, Kyle. And she'd say, no, that's my Kyle. Mm-hmm. You know, so those are the moments that you realize you're investing in a kid and you're making an impact,
yeah,
and you're creating a bond. And you know, that is huge,
yeah,
you know, and I think we worked our tails off to be able to create a space for her mom to come back into the picture. And as hard as it is, even still, you know, because I see the ups and downs that they're experiencing. But the fact is, like, you don't wish ill will on anybody.
Yeah, no.
You never wish that someone will fall off the wagon.
Yeah.
Or get on the wagon or whatever the statement is.
Yeah.
And to see that she is, you know, keeping a job, mm-hmm, staying off drugs, gradually growing more and more responsible, you know, there's a lot of hard knocks learning how to parent, yeah, you know, after you've hit the bottom, hit rock bottom, and growing out of that is really hard. But seeing that you helped a redemption story,
yeah,
you know,
it's good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, I mean, those moments really are,
yep,
worth it. And if you don't see it through,
yep,
you know, you don't get the chance.
I think that's a good point of encouragement, and also maybe a good ending here is maybe fathers are less prone to write things down or write this type of stuff down, and to remember the wins and maybe look back and just the moments that are hard, you get the gratitude up a little.
Yeah.
You know, and to take you through a season like this where hard things are going to happen, yeah, but, you know, the good things keep you going. And I don't do a good job doing that.
The way you're tying things together the last few episodes has been incredible. Oh, so, dude. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's, because it is hard,
yeah,
and you kind of have to take those highlighted moments. You got to take those good moments, highlight them, take notes, yeah, and remember them.
You maximize, know, those moments and, yeah, minimize the crap.
Yeah, yeah. Don't look at the bad. Look at the good, mm-hmm, and it really it's so good.
Yeah,
it is good.
Yeah, it's worth it. Sweet. It's worth it.
It's worth it.
Peace. Love, peace, chicken grease.
See you, dudes.